Welcome back to the Nerdcast podcast. This is Jay, and this is the final episode we recorded in early December. It's pretty much Matt going over 35 movies he saw in the time between recordings. I knock out two I saw, and we talk about the movie theater experience.
Rich white girls, all I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls, yeah. All they do is bitch and they whine. So tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you, baby? What could I give?
No, I mean, Rogue One will do fine. It will do $1 billion. Domestically, I don't know.
I'll be seeing it twice opening weekend.
Well, so. That's the reason why they'll do so well, because people are going to see it multiple times.
And one thing I was, when you mentioned it's expensive to go to the theaters now, and people talk about how when you adjust movies for inflation, how if you take Gone with the Wind, how it was the amount of tickets it sold back then and put into the market now, it's like 1.7 billion. Just in the States.
No, fuck that argument, because what else did you have to do back in the 1930s? Well, there's nothing else to do. There was no Netflix. There was no stay in your house, watch whatever you want. There wasn't as much. We are so bombarded with material to consume, with books, TV shows,
and
movies.
Yeah. And to that degree, it's overwhelming, because I can't keep up with a 2.5-hour movie with no problem. And now. Yeah. If you have an hour and 45-minute movie, that's too long for a lot of people.
Well, as long as the material is good,
even in the 80s, even before they started releasing shit on VHS and shit, the only time you were ever going to see a movie was going to be in theater. There was never anything about you're never going to have a home release. People didn't have theater systems and shit. So when people want to say...
it's not even that, though. It's a matter of we just have too much these days. Yeah. Too much to entertain us.
That's true. But I'm saying from the movie standpoint. I understand it's the entertainment industry. Yeah. But when you're looking just that film, that medium, that, you know, art form, if you want to call it that, people may not... You don't have to go to see... If you wanted to go see Gone with the Wind back then, or even fucking Star Wars A New Hope... Mm-hmm. You had to go see it in the theater. They didn't know
because when it came out on video, it didn't come out for a long time. Because I remember videos taking forever to come out.
Well, and back when even when we worked at Blockbuster in the late 90s, to get a video out in the first 6 months to buy it, it was $100 because they wanted to get all the rental money first, and then they would do the sales after that.
Mm-hmm. So it just changed. And plus. Everybody's got big screen, high definition, or even these ultra HD 4K shit, surround sound, and all that. So, and like even me, I used to be a big movie. I would go see a whole lot of movies, not just action, not just comic book related shit. But now, obviously, yes, I'm older, more responsibilities, a whole bunch of other shit to do. Mm-hmm. But I got a decent TV, a decent sound system, and like with Civil War, I didn't go see it. I knew it was going to be fucking awesome. I never planned not to go see it.
Yeah.
But I just never made it to the theater. I fucking pre-ordered it, bought it digitally, watched it at home on a 55-inch TV with surround sound. I'm like, shit, I can stop it when I stop, pause when I want to.
I grew up on the movie theater experience, and that's what I'm teaching my kids. And
which is
something
great.
Comes out, we want to go see it in the theater because that's the way to experience it.
Yeah,
I mean, we can come down here on the big 55-inch TV and. Mm. Have surround sound, but it's so much better to go
hashtag
to the theater.
Humble brag, Jesus.
We don't come down here very much.
See,
is the problem?
It's pros and cons, though. It's like if you can go to a theater and know you're not going to have, because you're sharing it with possible douchebags and shit.
That's the other thing. Cause because of how expensive it is. If I'm going to pay that much money, I want the experience to be perfect. Which me and Steve, I think, are on the same page. If I'm going to go to see a movie, I'll pay up. I'll pay up to not get that shit. I'll pay up to go see it in the lounge.
Exactly.
We don't want experience, because I've had so many bad experiences in just the normal theaters where it costs that much. I'll pay up another $5 to go, mm-hmm. fuck you, I'm not going to see this movie with a 16-year-old kid that wants to try to impress his friends, or they're out trying to be, just being teenagers, which you can't blame him, because I was a teenager once. I did the stupid shit, too. But I don't want to deal with that when I'm going out. If I'm going to go through the effort of finding a babysitter, finding a movie time that works, and then going to the theater and spending, you know, I'm already spending too much as it is. Might as well spend the extra couple bucks to get the better experience.
But see, the difference was when we were 16, we respected the movie theater
etiquette.
Experience.
Yeah, we respected the
etiquette. And
yeah.
we wouldn't sit there. Well, we didn't have phones to be on in the first place. Yeah. And well, secondly, we would respect everyone else in the theater by paying attention to what was going on.
No, it's trying to be the funniest guy in the room syndrome, which is I'm so sick of kids like that. You're not funny. You're not.
Right. I guess. Well, one point I was just trying to make is that, like when Titanic came out, and like even Avatar or even Star Wars, you see the amount of money it made. Like Star Wars is the number one movie all time domestically. And it's number three all-time worldwide. But they talk about how the number of tickets it sold it's not even close to, like, you know, Gone with the Wind, The Exorcist, all these other shit. Like, if you look at the top movies all-time adjusted for inflation, like, Star Wars is maybe at the top 15, top 20 and shit. It's like, okay, it's almost like they try to take away from it. I'm like, well, shit, $933-something million?
Back then,
I'm just saying, well, I mean... Okay, yeah, today, that's fucking $930-something million. The experience, the world's changed, period. Gone with the Wind, I think, was during the Depression and shit. People were broke, but it's like they were looking for a form of escapism and shit back then, and they were, you know, movies were still, well, shit, I say cheap, because they're probably like 30-something cents, but shit, back then.
Well,
same amount as
it's...
For escapism, I mean, it's still cheaper to go to the movie than to go to a ball game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shit.
But and it's I mean, I'm not taking away from a movie's success because, I mean, inflation.
Ball game, try a fucking hockey game. you know how expensive is it? How hockey still exists? Because I was thinking about getting my son some hockey tickets to go to a game recently. Holy fuck. It's like, if you want to do decent seats, just for two of you, it's like a couple $100. Baseball, they can get away with it because they have more games to play. They got more games than a hockey game, but holy hell, it's just too much. But it goes back to saying there's too much entertainment. You're gonna try to pull me into a movie theater? I got a baseball game I want to go see. You want to pull me into a movie theater? I want to go see a hockey game. There's so much. There's just so much going on.
Yeah,
hard to keep up with it all. It's hard to keep up with.
But still,
I'm just because I was trying to catch up with Rogue One by watching. I mean, you talked about it, watching Clone Wars. There's no way I'm going to watch 6 seasons worth of 22 episodes per season to get caught up. It's too much.
It is too much. I can point you in the right episodes to watch, but just to be ready.
It's just a matter of if you want to be a completionist or, you know, you want to get everything out of, get the total enjoyment of a story, I shouldn't have to go through all that to do that. But you kind of need to get everything out of it.
What are you talking about? I've only watched 6 seasons of Clone Wars, one of Rebels,
yeah, and I know.
Read 12 books.
And there's so many other books out there that don't matter anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, they erased all those from the canon, so. But by the time we get to Rogue One, I will have everything.
Don't worry about Steve. Don't worry. We're just keep going. This is a podcast marathon, is what this is.
This could be 3 episodes here.
This is when you do it for her, not for you.
The executive producer's got to cut all this shit up.
This is when you say, hey, this is all about you tonight. This is what this is about.
She's gone. That's what I'm saying.
She left.
Did she leave?
Yeah.
That's
when you know you've done a good job.
You're driving him home.
Well, I'm going to.
Oh, she drove separate?
No.
No, I picked her up. Coming from the brewery,
she took his car.
Is this my beer?
You're driving him home.
Which beer is this?
That's mine. But you can have the rest of it. I'm done. I've been pouring. I haven't drinking. I've been pouring.
Oh, okay, all right, fine. Oh,
no,
he
had a cold. I was on the way from the brewery, and I picked her up. Came over here, and
here's the thing. Outlasted her. She didn't outlast you, and that's hot.
Yeah.
Well, she's like, oh, I forgot I had to do all these photos and this and that. And I go,
What the fuck?
You're going to
work at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
I have 5 meetings starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. I'm like, it just happened.
Well, no, I'm like, I go, are you bored? She's like, no, I'm just tired.
She
got up real early today, and I'm like,
I'm fucking tired.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you invite her to this, and like, you want to get her to participate, and she's like, don't put me in the video. Don't give me a microphone. It's whatever.
Hey, you did what you needed to do. I see what he's doing. He's fine. He's earning points. That's all he's doing.
Do I have to fucking drop you off now and fucking... 79, is she going to bring your car back or what?
She told me to go that. I Matt's going that way. I might just bum him. I might bum the Jew.
Oh.
Did you know this, Matt? That you're playing
I'm
Uber tonight?
Ride. I'm an Uber fucking driver? Oh,
you
man.
Won't get molested or anything, you know?
We got to put you through the regulations real quick.
I guess you're going that way. He just let you know that.
Well, no, if I would ask Tony, he's like, fuck Donald Trump. You just might as well just get your own Air Force One over there or something.
No, I would have said a socialism. It's a free ride, and that's what you conservatives are against, helping your fellow man and handouts.
God, we just beat up
every
here.
Time they get political. Unbelievable.
So, Matt, what movies have you watched?
I watched 35 movies. Let me go down for you. I'll go down the list. You guys. Let's
first.
I was going to ask him, so don't get all buttered.
I'm almost done with Yoga Hosers. Okay. I'm in the middle. That's why I didn't write it on my list.
No.
I'm almost done with it.
I watched it yesterday, so I'd be ready for this. But
it's not good,
but it's not bad.
It's a good mystery science movie, yeah. I think. Because
have you gotten to Ralph Garman doing voices?
No.
All right. That brings it up.
His daughter's not a good actress. Johnny Depp's daughter's actually not bad.
No, she's not bad.
She's not bad. It's not a good movie. It's not bad. I can't judge it. I haven't watched the whole thing. But it's different, and I'll give it a shot. I'm going to finish it.
I've
been watching a movie a lot like that lady where I get through some of it, I stop it, I come back to it, I stop it, and I try to finish it.
That's it's got social commentary about his movie towards the end, so you'll enjoy
that. I'll get
that.
There. It'll get watched. All right, so here's my first on my list was the movie Her. Did anybody watch the movie?
I've only seen bits and pieces.
Do you remember what it was about?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Jay, did you watch the movie?
No.
Joaquin Phoenix.
No.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson has a voice of Siri.
Of his computer.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I know about it.
Spike Jonze.
Yes, I want to see it just for that reason.
Do you have any idea?
No, no clue what you're talking
Spike
about.
Jonze makes some fucked up movies.
Here's the thing. Great movie.
I want to see it.
Really good movie. Enjoyed it.
Have you seen
It brings up... I'm sure I have, but I couldn't name it.
Being John Malkovich?
Didn't watch it, but I know of it. Of
Adaptation?
Didn't watch it, don't want to watch
I've
it.
I've heard of both of
Where
those.
Where the Wild Things Are.
I've heard of all those.
I've heard of all of them.
Sounds gay.
Don't want to watch any of them.
Being John Malkovich was amazing.
Well, The Wild Things Are was based on the book, right?
Yes, yeah. But it takes it so much further.
Really? Okay.
I think we've read the book to the kids a lot. I don't know if I'd let them watch it. It's out there.
Really? Okay. So, okay, Her, it brings up the fact that should there be in the Academy Awards or Oscars, whatever you want to call them, should there be a voice actor Oscar?
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson would have won.
Yeah.
Hands down. She's not even in the movie physically, but she is phenomenal in the movie. And you're like, Scarlett Johansson, she's not really known for her acting per se. Although, yeah. Lucy's a good movie. Say Lucy's not a good movie. Fuck you. I think Lucy's a good movie.
I didn't watch that trailer with her, the Ghost in the Shell or some shit.
Yeah, that's her new one.
Yeah.
I heard it's legit. I've heard it's getting great.
It's based off the manga, and the manga is awesome, but I don't know. Because it's one of those ones that they've Americanized.
Hashtag whitewashed.
Yes.
So it's supposed to be an Asian, right? An Asian movie or something.
Yeah.
So Her is really good. Watch the movie. It's worth your time.
I want to see it.
Well, you know, on the speaking about Rizzuto and Woody earlier. Mm-hmm. Well, on the Rizzuto show, it was a couple weeks back. They talked about how apparently this is starting to become a thing. Like what happened in the movie Her. People are like seriously, they're falling in love with Alexa, Siri, and Cortana. Fucked up individuals.
Cortana was from Halo, right?
Halo, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Cortana is like the Microsoft.
It's the new Windows. It's the new.
Windows
it's
Siri.
The,
Windows
it's the equivalent
Siri.
Of Siri, Alexa or Siri on Windows.
Really?
Yeah.
So
really?
How is that any different than the Japanese Hayantai stuff where people fall in love with the cartoon characters?
Probably. I don't know. Probably not.
I don't see any difference in that.
I don't know.
It's all weird.
This movie, though, it takes it to a level where you're like, oh, this is weird, and you can see why.
Yeah.
See why this is happening, but it goes back to... Ex Machina, which, again...
That movie was good.
If you haven't watched Ex Machina, watch that before you watch this, because that's the first movie you should watch.
Ex Machina is legit.
Ex Machina should have won Best Picture.
I'll have to check out the
did
library.
Did you watch Jason Bourne?
No, I did not watch Jason Bourne.
Okay, well, the chick in Ex Machina is in Jason Bourne.
Which she's going to be Tomb Raider. She's a new Tomb Raider.
Oh?
No shit.
Yes.
She's hot, dude.
The girl in Ex Machina is a new Tomb Raider.
Speaking of that...
She's hot.
The end of Resident Evil is coming up in January. I'm
You're
fucking,
a fan of the Resident Evil movies.
Oh, man. Don't, I
cannot. I'm a fan. I love the Resident Evil movies.
Yes.
I've seen like the first three
the
of
first
them.
The first three are
good.
Really
I've
good.
Seen every single one of them.
The first three are great. The rest are not so good. But I still watch them because they're entertaining.
Yes.
I love them.
I'll tell you what, though.
Mila Jovovich, she's beautiful. She's beautiful.
She's dazed and confused.
Now, granted, I'm going off a trailer here. But I have high hopes and just the way it looks. I think Assassin's Creed looks like it might be a legitimate movie adaptation of a video game.
Well, you got Michael Fassbender in it.
Yeah,
so that's instantly a good sign.
Yeah, but
I will hold judgment until you see it.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying.
Like, no, until you see it.
Until you see it. I will not pay to see it.
The very little I know about the video game itself, I played only a very, very little of the first one.
All right, here, let's this one.
But I'm saying it looks fucking legit.
Since everybody here has been the whole, like, the 80s cartoons thing, we'll jump to the 90s real quick. They still have it on Voltron, but now they have.
Don't say Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did watch the trailer.
Did you watch the trailer? The first. Or sorry, I guess it's the second trailer. The second trailer is not bad. The show sucks. It was campy.
That's what I'm saying.
But
it's
this
like
movie. Yeah,
now it's like now they're trying to do this thing. It's like it's like
because that the Zord thing was a ripoff of Voltron. We all watched it when it came.
This is such a fucking ripoff. But it's like. There's talks about Voltron, but it's like, okay.
Here's the thing. I'm hearing the movie's bad. I heard some early reviews of the movie are that it's.
I will
really
not
bad.
See it on a principle.
I will watch.
Well,
I will.
My kids will want to see it, and I will not.
Like Power
Did you
Rangers?
See?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What was it? Was it like a 9 or 10 minute movie that rated R?
Yes.
With Dawson River Kid was in it.
That was
fucking
awesome.
Well,
dude.
Yeah, and it had Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica as one of the.
Dude, that was badass.
Yeah, it was cool.
That
was like that Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh.
It had Michael Jai White.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he was Jax.
They've done multiple movies of that.
Ryan. I'm just saying. That trailer, like for the premise, like if that were to be a movie, like based off that.
I was like, Mortal Kombat. Fuck. With video game movies, Mortal Kombat is the best video game movie that's ever been made. Argue against me, you're not going to.
What are you saying about Super Mario Brothers?
Dog shit.
Bob Hoskins, come on.
Garbage.
God.
Garbage. But.
No, as far as video games, I thought Resident Evil was.
Yeah, I think that's like the first
better.
Resident
Kombat's
Evil
better,
movie.
But I love it because I don't think it's not. It's based on a video game, but it didn't need to be based on a video game. It'd still be good.
Like Joe Dust would say. You're all going to die down.
Yeah, it didn't. Just the fact that it is based on a video game it's really good. But it didn't need to be. It's good on its own. It stands on its own. Where Mortal Kombat, it had to be. What else? Like that tournament.
There's no books or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but
like Uncharted, there was rumors for a while that Mark Wahlberg was going to be Nathan Drake.
Fuck him, since he did that one.
Max Payne. Oh my God. I would love to. If they could do it correctly, like even as a trilogy. The Uncharted. I would love to see that as a movie if it could be done, you know, correctly. But still,
we just got to assume video game movies are not going to be done correctly ever.
Well,
until
Tomb Raider has been
Tomb Raider was
successful.
A piece of crap.
As far as box office success,
you checked
goes.
Out the video game early, and I harp on it on email all the time. If they can do The Last of Us justice to what the video game was,
fuck, I still got to play that. I own it, so I haven't played it.
It's the best video game story I've ever played. And if they can make the movie anything close to what the video game was, they'll make a good video game movie.
But there are none.
There's very few. Because if I'm saying Mortal Kombat's the best video game movie ever, where's the bar at? It's pretty damn low.
Although I love the soundtrack.
It's awesome. It's a fun movie.
Fuck yeah.
Mortal Kombat's a fun movie. If you don't like Mortal Kombat,
and that soundtrack
they
is
have
badass.
The script for these movies just from the games, and they should just follow them, and they could probably make good movies from them.
How
but
you
they
follow
never do
Mortal
it.
Kombat script? You can't make a movie out of Mortal Kombat. There's no script. All it was fighting game.
Yeah.
Well, a
first person fighter,
Well, sci fi type shit you could do. I mean, if done right.
But here's the thing. With what you're saying, though, applies to more current games where
the first person shooter,
which I'm still I've never played Halo. I played bits and pieces of Halo, bits and pieces. Never played a whole.
I played Halo 1 and 2. They need to make
a movie.
There's gotta fucking be one.
If it's that popular and it's carried a console, basically saying that console still exists because of that game. To be honest with you, because no one really what's the point of having an Xbox? But Halo's the point of having an Xbox. There has to be a movie
in there.
That's true. Yeah. There has to be a movie in there. They just can't. I don't know why they can't.
This is really not a game like that for PlayStation.
Yes, there is. Uncharted is that game.
Well, Uncharted
is that game, and that there's a movie. There's an Uncharted movie, but it's Indiana Jones. It already exists.
It was a modern day Indiana Jones,
which was
fantastic.
It already exists.
Yeah.
The Last of Us is different than that. They're so different.
But I'm just saying, it seems like. I'm just saying, PlayStation has had a lot of great games, but it seems like Halo is like. That's that, like. that tent pole or that I don't know what you're gonna call it. That,
I've heard of people getting Xboxes for Halo, but yeah. I haven't heard anybody getting a PlayStation for a specific game.
I would for Uncharted. I'll be someday. I will get PlayStation just for Uncharted. It's that good. It's phenomenal.
It's great. Yeah.
So all it's right. Good. Do you want me to keep going down my list?
Yeah, keep going. What do you got?
Next one I have is Intruder. Next one I have is Intruder.
Yeah, I know. We gotta figure out where we're gonna stop.
Well, I mean, well, he's gonna edit.
It's the podcasting.
I know. Yeah, I just realized.
I know.
Podcasting marathon.
We can make multiple episodes.
All right. Well, so the next
I'm out of, I'm out of beer though. I'm running out of fuel.
The next movie I got is Intruders, which
we
I
gotta go like midnight. It's gotta be like the top.
We'll stop at that point. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So good. All right. So Intruders, the next one. This one I got confused with the break-in. The break-in was the iPhone break-in movie. Intruders was, it's a deaf woman out in the middle of nowhere. She's a writer. And someone breaks into her house. Another home invasion movie. Imagine that. Don't watch it. Not that great. Start off really good. Okay movie. So we'll skip over that one. Admission was the next one I watched. Admission has Paul Rudd and Tina Fey in it.
Okay.
If you think you hear Paul Rudd, Tina Fey, it's going to be really funny. Garbage. Don't watch it. Absolute garbage.
Fuck you. Don't go see it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Don't Breathe was the next one I watched. Did you guys see the trailer?
No,
for Don't
yeah,
Breathe?
It looks
you guys
legit.
Know, remember what Don't
yeah,
Breathe was?
Yeah,
it sounds familiar. I don't.
Yet another home invasion movie. You see the name? Hey.
The guy who should play Cable is in it.
Yes, the guy. He was in
Avatar.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Stephen Lang, maybe. Right
yeah, Stephen
yeah,
Lang.
Yeah,
Lang.
Yeah. Right.
Don't Breathe. It's so good.
It looks
so good.
Legit.
Really good.
Yeah.
We paid money to go see it in the theater because I heard so much great hype about it. It's been a while since I've seen a really good horror movie. So good. So good. And there's a scene in it that I want Jay to watch and I want you to watch, Tony, because when you see it, you're going to go, oh, so nasty, but you can see it's badass.
Okay.
So, to sell the movie, one scene, and I'll say it like this, turkey baster. That's it. That's
oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Turkey baster. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll go from there.
I'm nervous now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I want you to be nervous. I want you to see the movie just
that's
for that.
A, no.
Did you see
no.
the movie, Steve? Did you see
no.
Don't Breathe? Oh,
no.
It's so good.
No.
All right, next one I watched was Room. Room was one that was nominated for Best Pictures. Got Captain Marvel in it. What's her name?
Oh.
Brie Larson. Brie Larson.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Room. Good movie. Took a while to get through, though. I sit through four sessions to get through the whole thing because it's slow. It's a little bit slow, but good movie altogether. Premise being kidnapped, put into a room that she can't get out of, and her kidnapper impregnated her, made her have a kid, and she tries to keep the kid alive and all this stuff. Good movie. Really weird, really odd, but worth watching. Went in and watched the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Have any of you guys watched the original Texas Chainsaw
it's
Massacre?
It's been a long,
no,
long time.
Toby Hooper directed it,
yeah.
Right? He's fucked up.
Yeah,
something's very wrong with him. This movie's not good.
Well, he's going off of events, right?
Yeah.
It's so dated. It was True Events?
Yeah.
Yes,
dude.
Yes.
There was because if they were anything like these people in this movie, holy shit.
Yeah.
Because it's real shit. Yeah.
They've gone a little off. I mean, they went a little off reservation somewhat, but no, it's based off true shit.
My
or
only
True Events.
Exposure to the movie was the remake that they did in.
Oh, it was like 2005, I think, right?
That's a great movie.
With
I
Jessica
love that
Biel
one.
And
yes.
Shit? Yeah. I
really
like
that movie.
Yeah.
And I was expecting this original, because I never watched the original. I never sat down and watched the original. I expected it to be pretty close to what the remake was. No. Way the fuck out there.
One of the sequels had Matthew McConaughey in it.
Yes, the 90 with Renee Zellweger was in it
yes.
as well. Horrible movie. Trying to understand why it's a horror classic. And the only explanation I can really come up with Jen kind of gave me this outlook, was, well, think of the 1970s.
Yeah.
Nothing like this was coming out back then.
This is
movie
before
was
Halloween before and Nightmare on
yes.
Elm Street and all that
this
stuff.
This movie is out there, though. I'm like way, way out there. Really weird. Really fucked up. Now, when I give it that perspective, I can understand why it's a classic, because it's just so original. So, watch it. Yeah, watch it. Give it one watch. Next one on my list was Knock Knock, but we already talked about that. That's the Keanu. Keanu, when he just overacts, he's an overactor in this movie. Not one of his best. Next one I watched was Honeymoon. Has Leslie Rose in it. Do you know who Leslie Rose is from Game of Thrones? Anybody know her name from Game of Thrones? She's Ygritte.
The hot redhead. Oh,
the redhead.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
His real life girlfriend.
And this goes into my category of a movie that started off really good and turned to dog shit. That's what this one was. Started off really great. She was good in it. Tony might like it because it's more horror based. You might like it. You would hate it.
I like watching people get killed.
Yeah. 10 Cloverfield Lane.
I
want to see
everybody
it.
Who saw it. You saw it?
I saw it.
John Goodman is amazing.
Yep.
Amazing in this movie. Maybe should have been nominated. I don't know. Well, actually, I think it's this year. He might get he could get nominated for it, I think.
Yeah, I think it is this year.
I think he could get nominated. He was incredible. John Goodman was so good at it.
That's not the type of film that would normally get nominated, though.
His role should, though. He was that good.
He should, yeah.
It definitely was not what I was expecting.
Do you agree with me?
He was great. Yeah, he was fucked up, yeah.
Good movie. Yeah, I recommend it. Not something I think I'd watch repeat viewings of.
No,
Worth a watch, though.
Yeah, it was worth a watch, yeah.
It's on my list to see.
It's worth renting.
But Cloverfield, back to when you were saying about the whole with trailers that you thought was going to be good.
10 Cloverfield Lane or
the original one? It's like, yeah, hey, trailer's great, okay. Movie, dog shit.
I like the movie.
I still haven't watched Cloverfield.
I've never
seen it.
I don't disagree with you completely.
Absolute dog shit.
I will call it dog shit. I didn't like it. I didn't hate it. I'm indifferent about it. I really am indifferent
horrible
about the movie.
Horrible fucking movie.
See,
shaky film as fuck, though.
Yeah.
Shaky as hell. I don't like that part of it. I didn't like that it was so shaky.
Yeah, they must have had Michael J. Fox fucking...
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Jesus. Right.
Here's one. If you haven't watched it, probably one of my most favorite movies I've watched this entire year. It's old. I don't think it came out this year. I think it's a little bit older. What We Do in the Shadows. Anyone heard of this one? What We Do in the Shadows. Done by the same guys that do Fly the Conchords on HBO.
Okay.
I think I've heard.
I know who they are.
I'm not going to tell you anything about it because I want you to go with it without knowing anything about it.
Yeah.
And you're going to love it. You are going to love it, Jay, because you like comedies.
Yeah.
And this is a comedy, which you might not know based on the name of the title.
I've had other people recommend it to me.
Watch it. You're going to love it. Watch it. You're going to love it. Steve would probably hate it. I think Steve would hate it. But I could not recommend it enough. I didn't watch it originally because I didn't think it was going to be any good based on the trailer. It didn't appeal to me at all. Love it. Love the movie. Let's see. Batman the Killing Joke. Do you watch Batman the Killing
I still
Joke?
Haven't yet. I want to see it.
I haven't watched it yet either.
Holy shit. Watch it, I guess, so you can get an opinion about it, but... No, and that's the first. I love DC animated movies.
And you're not the first one I've heard say that.
And I haven't read the comic book, so I was like, do I read the book first, or try to read the book first in the movie, or what?
But I love the fact that Hamill did the role of the Joker again. He was great. Hamill's never
Conroy
Hamill,
came back.
Hamill never disappoint Conroy. They were fine.
Yeah.
They were fine.
It was the story content.
It was the story.
Yes,
exactly. What the fuck they did based on source material? I don't know what they're doing.
Read the source material first and then go
No
watch
clue
it.
What they're doing. No clue.
Oh, so they totally veered away from it, basically?
Not totally, but they took some liberties, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You didn't need to do that. Don't take liberties with it. Just use the source material. On the animated movies, you don't need to take liberties.
Well,
follow
shit. Just adapt
it. That's exactly what I've heard about it, too, and that's probably the reason why I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Next one I watched was Hush. Hush is Amazon Prime or Netflix only movie. And not great, not bad.
Hush
is a home invasion movie.
Jesus Christ. Do you just Google home invasion movies and watch them?
It's a real fear.
Please break into my house.
It's a fear because you never know when it could happen to you. I'll give it the short review of
okay.
Next two I watched, I can't remember too much about them, though. Batman vs. Robin and Batman Bad Blood. They're two DC animated movies.
I watched Batman: Son of Batman. I saw
that
one.
That
wasn't bad. That was legit.
I haven't watched it yet.
The only reason I like it is it has Damien in it, and I like the character Damien. But here's what I do remember: The Babadook. I know you guys watched The Babadook.
No.
Netflix.
Yeah, I've seen it on Netflix, yes.
Good reviews on it. It's got a good star rating on Netflix. It's a horror movie based in Australia, which means Joe would have, you know, creamed his pants about it.
Done his accent, you know?
Yeah, he would have done his accent. Babadook is a good horror movie. So
I haven't watched it. Yeah, I've seen it. Yes,
good horror movie. All right, Jay, this one's for you. Hateful Eight.
Not watched it yet. We rented it and we kept it for like 4 days and never watched.
Wasn't
it
slow or some shit? Or
it's that kind of movie where you rent it, you start it, and you're like, Tarantino did this movie, and it took me 5 sessions to finish it because it's that slow and it's not that captivating.
I don't think I'd have a problem with it.
It's his worst movie, probably, I think. Of all the Tarantino movies, it ends good. Here's the thing. I like it. I like the movie, but it's not great. I wouldn't even say it's... I'm not going to say it's not... I don't want to say it's tolerable, but it shouldn't take me that long to get through a Tarantino movie, and it did. And it didn't have the dialogue that you expect from a Tarantino movie.
Well, that's what I was about to ask. Was it like story driven or dialogue driven or what? What the?
Neither.
No.
It's just it didn't capture you as a Tarantino movie. It just
he's
didn't.
Working his way through genres.
He's doing his spaghetti westerns, is what.
Yeah, and this is what he's at right now.
Oh.
And he, I think he said he's got like three more movies left.
I'm wondering if he's saying he only has three movies left because he's running out of ideas and he's running out of being that great. Because he's set the bar so high with all of his great movies that I don't know if he can still do it.
He's running through every one of his favorite genres. So I don't know what he's got left in the last three movies. But I mean, you look at what he's done. He's done Kung Fu.
Yeah.
He's done the Western now.
70s. He's doing his 70s thing. That's what he's doing right
now. Well, maybe, he's done 70s maybe Jackie Brown.
If he, could you imagine him getting to the 80s? I don't know if he likes anything from the 80s, though. But if he gets to the 80s and does something, that'd be cool. I think if he'd do a cool 80s movie.
Well, they kept saying, like, get Tarantino to do Deadpool 2.
No.
Like,
no. He'll never do it.
No. I was like, I don't want it.
It doesn't fit him.
I have nothing against him, but I'm like, no.
He's got his agenda on what he wants to do, and he's slowly working his way through it.
Okay. Yeah, which is fine.
All right, next one was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. So Toner should have a boner right now.
Well, it's my boy Stephen Amell's in it, but I haven't seen it yet, though.
Yeah.
But it's got Krang in it, right?
Krang is weird in it.
Yeah.
Krang is weird. I liked it, kind of, and I want to like the Ninja Turtles. I want to like
it. I liked the first movie.
I want to like it, and I didn't hate it. That's the thing. When I say like I want to like it, it makes it sound like I hate it, but I don't. But I want to like it more. I want to really enjoy it and be able to recommend these movies. I wouldn't tell you to watch it.
I didn't like it. I didn't dislike it.
Exactly.
The turtles are creepy in them. And
no, they look creepy, but their characters are fine.
Their
personalities are fine. I just think they need to get rid of that look of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the look should be.
Maybe the original ones.
Well, not in the foam suit.
No,
because
they look so cheesy.
Do you think they should be in the foam suit still?
From the 90s?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
I don't think you should, though.
No.
Yes. I think you've got to go there,
I mean, the way CGI is
there's
nowadays,
gotta
man.
There's got to be some place in between the two that you can do a
Maybe
good
you're right.
movie.
I don't know what that place is. I don't know what technology that is. I don't know.
The original 90s ones are great.
I still believe.
The second one's good.
The first one was fucking great.
Yeah. I love the first one. Yeah.
That was awesome.
I still believe Megan Fox has a grudge against fanboys, and she's going to go through and gradually ruin every 80s franchise.
That'd be awful. That would be awful. All right, so here's the next one would be Girl That Walks Home Alone at Night. And this is the full title of the movie. It's an Iranian horror film.
Home Invasion?
Nope, not Home Invasion. Vampire.
She didn't make it home.
It's awful. It's one of these movies where it got watched. I fell asleep towards the very end, but Jen finished watching it because she's like, it's got to get better.
It's a Middle Eastern movie involving a woman, so you know she's going to get fucking killed.
I don't know what happened.
She was completely covered, though.
I didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
She
did great acting with her eyes.
It was so bad. And her name is Perry Nemirov. She's like gushing about how good it was. It was garbage dog shit that should never be watched. It's awful. On Netflix, though. With a decent rating, I think, on Netflix, too, I think. But no.
Horrible. I fell victim to a couple of those.
It feels like one of those movies where film critics want to make a movie that's bad be good.
Yeah.
That's like what it felt like.
Blue Valentine.
I swear to God, dude, every movie that's like you watch, you're like, this is fucking dog shit.
So why would a
It's got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm like, are you fucking high?
Yeah.
Or the critics are like, I jerked off to this three times.
That's not true because I got one that's pretty low on my list.
Blue Valentine.
But I always go back to The Witch.
Which trailer's good.
The trailer was really good. Dude, I'm going to watch this movie.
It's because it looks fucked up.
And then I'm like, this movie's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, the actors were great. Cinematography was great. But it was just a 90-minute movie of people just fucking acting. I'm like, well, okay.
God, I hate it when people act in my movies.
Well, I like them to act, but there needs to be a story.
Yeah, a story that's worthy of watching, yes.
Yeah, and that was not it.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Awesome movie.
Yep.
Awesome movie.
Yep.
Why did this not do better in the box office? Did it do good in the box office?
No, it didn't.
It did okay. I mean, it made its money back.
Obviously didn't do well enough if they changed the movie of it for the home release.
Here's the thing.
Well,
Is it sci-fi? Moon Class is sci-fi?
Yeah, because that would be sci-fi.
Fucking awesome.
The really original good. Japanese story is amazing.
Oh, really? I didn't know that was based on that.
Yeah, it's based off a Japanese story.
I love movies like that where you have no expectations. You think it's going to be crap because it just didn't get any hype about it. Good movie.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I think it made its money back.
Tom Cruise did run in the movie.
He did run in the movie.
And Emily Blunt
She's an attractive lady right there. I like that Emily Blunt.
She's decent looking.
If my girlfriend didn't listen to this podcast, I would tell you all the different ways I would do things to Emily Blunt. But I'm not going to do that because she listens.
Next one was The Equalizer with
Denzel. Yep.
There's something about Denzel in movies where he's a badass. They're just awesome.
Yep.
This is a movie where I'm not saying it's the best movie ever, but if you got an hour and 20 minutes, watch the movie.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it. Yeah.
You watch the movie. It's a good movie.
It's worth watching, yes.
X-Men Apocalypse, rewatched it to see if I'd like it more the second time around from the theater, because I saw it in the theater. And dog shit. Yes, X-Men Apocalypse is dog shit, sorry.
Really?
Yes, it's bad.
I want to like it. I want to say it's good, but I just don't like it.
I watched Batman v Superman.
I tried to be so optimistic about that movie because
I liked it.
I mean, it's everything I loved about X-Men growing up, and it was none of it.
I mean, even me not knowing a whole lot about all those characters. I mean, I watched it. I was entertained, but I was also like kind of underwhelmed.
What do you think about Logan then?
I'm hyped.
Oh, fuck,
no,
yeah.
That looks amazing.
Yeah, speaking of trailers. Amazing trailer.
Oh, yeah. Logan
amazing
was good.
Amazing trailer.
Yeah.
Best part of the trailer, hands down, Claws.
Oh, yeah. When he's...
Oh,
he's
the rated R version. Yeah. Oh,
fuck yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You didn't watch the R the Red Band trailer?
Every time I look at it, it's the fucking normal one.
Oh.
It's like, oh.
Oh, fine.
Yeah,
the red
I see
band
the one,
one.
Where, yeah. where he's got the guy's head, like...
He goes up through his chin.
Nope.
Yeah. Popping
Claws.
Right there through his... I'm like... Oh,
and they put Johnny Cash in the trailer though. That's awesome. So
now I'm just disappointed. Yeah. I can't take my kids to see it for a while.
I don't want the kids to go see it. That's not for them. This one's
I agree.
That's what this one's for. Yeah. All right, next one I watched was called Behind the Mask: The Rise of Leslie Vernon, horror movie from 2006. Original, not bad. You might like it. You'd hate it, Steve. I have no interest in it. Probably the worst movie. This might rival. Blue Valentine is one of the worst movies ever
made. What?
Yes. This might
rival.
Lords of Salem by Rob Zombie.
Haven't seen
Rob Zombie movies are tough to get through. They're way out there, and they're graphic, which makes them cool. I think his graphic part of it where he does some graphic violence makes it pretty cool. This movie's horrible, but I think it's only the second movie ever made besides Dogma that has a shit monster in it.
Nay.
I think he put a poop monster in it. I think. He might have. I don't know what this thing was. It might have been a poop monster.
His next movie is not going to be a horror movie.
He did a movie called 31, which was a horror movie. But are you talking about the one after that one?
Yeah.
Then?
Yeah, one of the next ones he's got in development, I think, is about the Marx Brothers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He would do a Marx Brothers. I don't see him as a Marx
Brothers. He talked about it on the Nerdist podcast.
All right. He is doing not so well with me right now. I might skip on if it's free. I'll watch it, but I'm not paying. I didn't pay money to see this. Was awful. Said The Witch was bad. This is probably just as bad as The Witch.
I've never seen one of his movies. So
House of a Thousand Corpses is okay. Devil's Rejects is really good. I love Devil's Rejects. It's rewatchable to me.
What about Halloween?
I like his take on Halloween. I do like his take on Halloween. A lot of people don't.
I want to see those. I haven't watched them yet.
Matt's a huge Halloween fan.
Huge Halloween fan.
His first one actually was really good.
It's really good because a lot of people don't want to know the backstory of their villains or their horror people, you know, their slasher. Like, okay, with Jason Voorhees, all we know about him, drowned, right?
Drowned in the lake.
And we don't know anything else, though.
That's it.
And they're talking about a sequel to Friday the 13th that goes more into his story. In regards, they introduced.
They're having another origin one coming out this next year.
It's supposed to focus on who his dad was. Why
yeah,
his mom
all
was
that
crazy,
origin.
All
it's
all
like
that
it's
shit. Yeah. Which a lot of people is like, why do I care? I just want to watch a slasher movie.
Oh, Bad Boys 3 is coming out next year.
4.
Oh my god,
is it 4? There's a
no,
Bad Boys 3.
No,
it's 3.
It 3.
It's gotta be 3.
Oh wait,
3.
I thought you said Bad Boys. It was what, the article I said Bad Boys 4.
No, Bad Boys
in
3.
2019. I'm like,
yeah, Bad Boys 3.
I'm like, it's 2016.
I heard
shit.
This. The original Bad Boys was supposed to be Dana Carvey. And John Lovitz.
What?
Yes.
That doesn't work at all.
Dana Carvey.
Lowry. I'm like, Lowry.
Listening to podcasts, Dana Carvey was on Mark Maron's and he was talking about it. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Was it going to be a comedy or what?
Yeah, more comedy.
Something I read recently. Right. Tim Burton's Batman, 1989 Batman. Jack Nicholson was not on board with being the Joker. Robin Williams was supposed to be the Joker.
They were also supposed to make Billy Dee Williams a bigger character in the future sequels, and they never did.
Never got around to it, yeah.
Replace him
could
with
you
Tommy
see Robin
Jones.
Williams as a Joker?
Oh, God, yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
He was crazy as fuck.
I think he could do it. Yeah,
I think he could.
Because, I mean, he doesn't do everything over-the-top comedy shit. Like
well,
Jim
his
Carrey's
dramas,
or,
he could get dark in it. Yeah, he could. One-hour photo?
He could.
Fuck, he was dark in that movie.
I mean, Robin Williams, I mean, granted, he was known for his, like, over-the-top comedies, but you see some of his other movies. I mean, you could. He had range.
Yeah.
I think he could have hit that shit.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been all right.
All right, next one is Sing Street.
Horror movie?
No. Sing Street is comedy with a little bit of musical and sprinkled in there. Which I wouldn't call it a musical. It's not a musical. It's not. But there's music in there.
Yeah.
So kind of like think Almost Famous has a lot of music in it, kind of.
It's a musical.
You think it's a musical? I don't consider. I don't. I really don't consider it a musical.
Almost Famous?
Did you watch Sing Street?
I saw something on it, and I'm like, I'm like, why I'm watching this right now? I'm like, I don't know why, but I'm like, anytime they're starting going, ha la 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 la.
See, they break out
I'm
in the song for no reason. This they didn't see. A musical is a musical where all of a sudden I'm singing for no reason.
Yeah.
And this one, they're a band. They're a band that's playing their own original music. I like it. If you like 80s John Hughes stuff, you'll like this.
Yeah, some of the stuff. If they start singing, like, there's like,
I will
dude,
say
this is a musical.
It's surprising to you that you'll watch it, and I went in there I went in apprehensive. I don't like musicals. I don't. I hate musicals.
Oh, God.
But this one, I really like Sing Street. Recommend it. Conjuring 2. You're a Conjuring fan. You like the first Conjuring. I like the first Conjuring. Conjuring 2 is dog do to me. Did you watch the second one?
Yeah, I think part one's better. But
it was Conjuring.
It wasn't dog
it was Conjuring in England, and they put some English accents on them, and it just wasn't good to me. I didn't like it. And then the next one I saw was Saw 7. Turned out, like I said earlier in the podcast, or maybe a few episodes.
I can't. I've seen them. I own them all, but
Saw
I can't remember.
Not good. I didn't like Saw 7.
I stopped watching them after like the third one.
Doctor Strange. We want to talk about Doctor Strange. Not want to talk about.
Not yet.
Seen it.
Not yet.
Good movie.
All right,
it's worth watching.
I plan. I don't know if I'll see it in theaters, but I'll definitely rent it or own it.
I will be going to see it in theaters.
The comparison of it basically being Iron Man with magic, I can see the comparison. Didn't bother me though. I still liked it.
Well, Iron Man's a good origin. Iron Man 1's a good origin story. Yep. So, okay.
All right, Spotlight, which won Best Picture last year. It was about the uncovering of the Boston Globe reporters uncovering the Catholic Church moving around priests that were molesting children.
Oh, okay.
Sensitive topic. Really good movie.
Lame-o.
No,
move on.
Really, really good movie.
Well, it's fucked up because it's real. They didn't try to prosecute or get rid of these fuckers. They moved
really
them to fucking different parishes really and shit, so they could just molest other fucking kids.
Yeah.
They're not.
It's a tough subject to get through. Yeah. It's uncomfortable to get through a lot. Some parts in it. Try to remember his name. He's a character actor. He's in so much stuff, and I can't remember who he is. He's a lawyer in the movie. I want to remember his name. I can't. So good in it, though. Really played a really good role. But recommend it if you want. If you can get through that topic, which it's hard to get through. That topic, it's horrible. It sucks. Anything involving where kids get hurt in a movie kind of thing, those are hard. I don't enjoy those movies. I hate those movies. I can't get through them.
Well, I'm not even trying to go on like some like religious rant, but I mean, people want to act like it was either didn't happen or not a big deal, or like the church didn't try to cover it up. And it's like bullshit.
The biggest mistake the Catholic Church ever made was not taking this head on.
Oh yeah,
and saying this is wrong. We don't approve of this. We're not trying to hide it.
They sweep it under the rug.
Sweeping it under the rug is the worst thing you could ever do.
Yeah,
and
talking
that's the
about
first mistake.
John Slattery.
No, he's in Mad Men. I know who that is.
Stanley Tucci.
There it is.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He's
great.
He was so good in that movie. Really, really good.
Yep.
Another movie, Edge of 17, which I talked about earlier. You guys would never want to watch this. It's okay. Next one, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
I've heard of it.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead has Ethan Hawke, and it's probably one of Philip Seymour Hoffman's last movies.
Yeah.
That's why I watched it.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Oh, man.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was such a good actor. I don't know what you guys think about him, but God, he's a good actor. He was really
good. He's good.
The movie's not that great, but still, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
We don't have Joe Dust here to do his impression.
He
of
can
him.
Do a good. So
that was Philip Seymour Hoffman's last
words.
Yeah. Although your impression of him was him clearing his throat in Along Came Polly, which is one of his best roles he ever was in, to be honest with you.
Huh.
Great movie. And this was what I talked about in an email. The Lobster. Did any of you guys watch The Lobster?
No.
No.
Unless it's the giant fucking lobster in the movie.
And apparently
I'm not
I don't
it.
Want to at this
no.
point.
This movie is as bad as Blue Valentine for you, Steve. I want Steve to watch it just so he can watch
it's
bad movies.
It's on Prime.
I want you to watch bad movies is what I want you to do. Because if I have to sit through some shit, I want you to
it's
sit
like,
through
here,
some
this
shit.
Tastes like shit.
No,
right.
This thing, he's like, I choose to watch bad movies.
I don't
like,
choose
no.
to do it. I
yes,
choose,
you do.
I choose
you
to
watch 50 he, fucking movies you
I choose
just went
to,
over the past 2 hours.
I to give movies a chance. And I turned this one off. What I said I watched 40 minutes of it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I watched about 40 minutes of it, turned it off. It's dog shit at that point.
Twice as long as Parker gave it.
No, he got through 30, I think. No. I think he got through 30 minutes of it, and he turned it off. I want you guys to watch it so you can understand.
No.
And I don't mean watch the whole thing. Don't watch the whole thing.
Just
don't do
watch
that.
To where he got and
turn
it off.
At least that far. So you can go, now I understand your pain. I understand why this movie is as bad as it is. It's so bad. And here's the thing. There's bad movies.
You're,
that are
you're
bad.
Really not selling it for me.
But it's got a lot of decent actors and actresses
it
in
does.
It.
It does. It has a lot of
It's got, what,
Rachel
Weisz in it? Colin Farrell.
Yeah. The guy from Step Brothers.
Oh, John C. Reilly.
Yeah, he's in it. He's really good. He's, well, he's not really good. The movie's horrible, but he's okay. He's okay. He, I did not mind as much.
Does Colin Farrell, like, lead the movie?
I guess that's your first mistake.
Yeah.
He's the lead. He is the lead actor.
Because he's a good, like...
Side actor?
Yeah. Supplemental actor.
Yeah, co-star.
Yeah.
This movie, it's so... It doesn't make sense.
Unless
and there's some movies
dead.
That are so... There's, here's the thing. There's some movies
bullseye.
That are so bad, they're funny, right? There's some movies that are so bad, they're funny. There's some movies that are so bad, they're entertaining, they're so bad. Then there's just movies that are so bad, they're just Blue Valentine bad. This is Blue Valentine bad. That there's just no redeeming qualities about the movie at all. And this is one of those movies that's like Rotten Tomatoes, good movie, critics love it. Why Chris would love this movie, go fuck yourself, Chris. I love this movie. I don't get it.
Okay.
All right, last three. We're going to wrap this up. After this. Last three. Jungle Book, the remake with Jon Favreau.
I want to see it so bad.
Is that a good or a bad one? I can't tell if you just had an orgasm.
Hell. No.
Did you watch it?
We talked about this before. Well,
did you watch it?
No. It even looks stupid.
No.
Jay?
Is Tarzan
it's so good.
I want to see it so bad.
It's so good.
It scared
good.
The crap
watch
out
it.
Of my kids, and I want to see it.
It's all right. And I can understand why they were scared. My son, I was like, he said there's a few scary parts for him. I can understand why it was scary.
Yeah.
Watch this movie. It's good. Steve, you don't know what you're missing.
Plus,
I
Bill
watched,
Murray is Baloo. I gotta
Bill,
watch
I
Bill
watched,
so good in this movie as Baloo.
I watched the Bare Necessity part, and I was sold.
So
and that's
good.
All I need to see.
If Lion King's anything like this movie, when they're doing the whole
yeah.
live remakes of it, Lion King's going to be really good, I think. But
Well, have you seen the stage show of Lion King?
No.
It's amazing.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is Tarzan on your list?
The one, the remake with what's-his-name?
Well, it's got Margot Robbie in it and Samuel L. Jackson.
Here's the thing. The trailer looks amazing.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer and I heard it's really bad, though.
I had no appeal to see it.
I mean, it's available for rent. I'm thinking about like just blowing the $5 to rent it, but
I would
don't
wait
know.
For Netflix on that thing, to be honest with you.
Or
I will watch
library.
It. Library and Netflix. I will not pay for it, but I want to see it. The trailer was really good.
Yeah, I mean,
Jungle
okay.
Book's good. You're hurting me
inside. I will be watching Jungle Book in the next
Jungle
week.
Book's good. Jungle Book's really good. This is a movie that will appeal to you. I finally got one that you're going to watch that you're going to like. You got to get it from the library, though. That's one of those kind of movies. I don't think you can find it anywhere else. It's called The Last Gladiators. It's a hockey movie. It's a documentary about
I
hockey.
I think I've seen something about it. I haven't
it's
seen
about
it, though.
Chris Knuckles Nyland, player for the Canadiens back in the 80s. It's a story about the role of the enforcer in hockey. Fighters in hockey.
Yeah, I heard something about this,
well,
yes.
This movie is really, really good.
Well, it's different from the one that's out.
Kelly Chase
now.
Put out a movie.
Yeah, Chase one.
Chaser put out a movie that I want to see. That one's called Ice Guardians.
Ice Guardians, yeah.
This movie focuses more on just one player.
Okay.
His movie focuses on the role of
the enforcer.
And it touches on way more. This movie, they talk about Bob Probert. They talk about Dave Semenko a little bit. There's a lot of players that were before... Before my time is what I say. Some fighters in the 70s and really early 80s, mid-80s, which was a little bit too...
Like,
I wasn't old enough to appreciate hockey, to know the players' names at that
like
point.
Like late Probert, Tony Twist. That
Twister
oh,
was in it.
Twister.
We talked about Twister. Actually had a pretty good role in it. Yeah,
yes.
We talked about Twister. And, God, it was just a good movie, Steve. And you're going to like this one because it's about a topic that you like. And it's I'm apprehensive about Ice Guardians now because of this movie.
Yeah.
The fact that this movie came out when it came out, this movie's a little bit older now, and it's like, did Chase just rip off a movie to try to make some money off
yeah.
of it? Which I hope it's not. I'm sure they're probably going to be different enough where you can get more story out of it. And I think the way Chase sold his movie, different than what this movie just focuses on, the impact of being an enforcer in hockey. most enforcers in hockey, most fighters in hockey hate it. They didn't want to be enforcers, but they wanted to get in the league so bad they said, I will do whatever it takes to get in the league and play. Because the funny thing about it is you talk to, like, you hear stories about Cam Jansen, who was a local fighter here in St. Louis. He played in Eureka and finally got to the – he played for the Devils and the Blues.
Yep.
You talk to Kelly Chase. None of them like fighting. And they're actually decent. They can skate and they can score in the juniors. They were actually talented offensive players.
Cam Jansen just got induced to the Hockey Hall of Fame of St. Louis. Yeah.
They just weren't good enough to be in the league because there's only so many Alex Ovechkins. There's only so many Sidney Crosbys.
Yeah.
But they want to get in the league so bad they'll do anything. They'll sell out to do anything. This was what this guy did. He turned himself into a good player. Good movie. You'll like it. Watch it. Last movie on the list. Last movie, Green Room. It's a horror movie.
I heard about
Patrick Stewart is in it. And Patrick Stewart.
Anton Yelchin.
Jay's he's in drunk. He's been drinking since noon.
And.
Anton, I got smashed by my Jeep.
Here we go. Jesus. Too soon? Or not? Or enough time?
Nah, it's long enough.
Okay. That's for Joe Duss right there.
I think we made that joke last episode. Yeah, so
Patrick Stewart. Yeah, we did. He's been knighted by the Queen.
But he's a
he's Jean-Luc Picard.
Yep.
He's classically trained actor.
White supremacist.
Plays a white supremacist in this movie. Could not see it happening. Okay for one watch. It's on Amazon Prime. Okay for one.
I heard it's a messed up movie.
Messed up. Way messed up. Which every now and then it's good to watch a way messed up movie. But those are my 35 movies I watched recently. And on the list, probably more bad than good, I guess.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, but some really good ones on there. The good ones are really good. How about that? I'll give you that one.
I've got two to add.
Okay.
Watch The Intern, Robert De Niro, Anne Hathaway.
Jennifer loves that one. She loves that
movie. It was surprisingly good. Yeah. It was about a retiree widower who went into an intern program at a technology fashion firm. And how he got ingrained with it, and it was surprisingly good.
It's kind of predictable, I guess.
A little, yeah.
Still enjoyable.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. Yep. And then the polar opposite was Pompeii.
That
was Jon Snow. It was so horrible.
Action movie though. Action history. Well,
yeah,
it was like
about
Titanic. Pompeii.
No, it was not historical. Like,
did you see it, Tony? No.
I mean, the story of Pompeii.
When you said,
though,
I didn't know anything, but as soon as you said Jon Snow, I was like, I can't remember him being in.
No,
Jon
Snow is a like gladiator.
No,
that
I meant
goes
Titanic.
To Pompeii.
No, I meant Titanic. How you know it's going to end is what I meant. Like, you know that.
No, it's not even that.
Just bad, like brutally bad.
Yeah,
because
he falls in love with one of the leader of Pompeii's daughters, and him fighting against the Romans. And
because I haven't watched it, Gods of Egypt is on HBO right now.
Oh shit!
And that looks so
horribly bad.
I don't know
if it could top this because this was horrible.
Really. And that makes me. And that sucks because you think he's one of those actors gonna get typecast. Like he's just Jon Snow. He can't be in it.
He was Jon Snow in the movie.
That's all he was. Yeah. Jon Snow in the movie. I don't know if he's gonna be in another role.
I wonder if he's in Jon Snow in Call of Duty: Infinite Warfare.
Here's the thing. I think he's one of those guys. The only way to get out of that is by doing comedies. I think they're so dramatic.
He did that on HBO.
Yeah, he did
an
HBO one. Yeah.
Tennis comedy.
He did a tennis comedy with Andy Samberg on HBO.
Yeah. Was it
I never saw it.
Was that
Seven Days in Hell?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or Seven Days of Hell.
Something like that. Yeah. Never watched it, though. But yeah, this movie was horrible.
So there you have it. Movie reviews.
Aaron picked the movie out, and I said I don't want to watch it. But we watched it anyway. And
did you make it all the way through the end, though?
In two viewings. We turned it off because it was so bad. And then we went back to watch the end of it. And
sometimes you just got to let a movie go. Just kind of, not worth it.
Plenty
of movies where I just let them go. Don't watch them all the way through. Not worth your time.
They almost made you think they were going to make it down the end, but no.
So there,
the volcano got them.
35 movies, I think I got one that Steve will like. I got one that he'll watch. 35, and he'll watch one of them. You got to admit, that's one that sounds intriguing to you.
Yeah,
it is.
I do recommend Better Off Ted, though.
What's that one again?
It's an ABC series that was on, I don't know, like 10 years ago, about an evil corporation.
Nah, I don't think
it's got.
I've heard
Portia de Rossi.
I've heard the name or heard the name of it or title.
It's hilarious because they have these commercials in it and being in evil corporations in our lifetime, you will enjoy it.
I was going back and rewatching Smallville. That's what I did. I'd rather rewatch a show I watched for 10 years and just watch those again. Because when you go back through, what's great about that show when you go back through, because how long it lasted, the 90s music is great in it. Lots of 90s music in it. And you go back and you find actors that were nobodies, and now they're somebodies. They're like big deals. Amy Adams was in an early episode.
Oh, yep.
She played a fat girl. They put a fat suit on Amy Adams and tried to make her ugly, and she's not fat at all. She's a beautiful woman. And they pulled it off where they made her like that. Kryptonite made her skinny, and they turned her into a
I will say this. Like the romantic interest in Better Off Ted makes it worthwhile to watch, and it's 26 episodes, half an hour long.
Okay.
You knock them out quick. I think I watched it in 2 days.
I don't know. It's too much. There's just too much. Star Wars cartoons, movies that Steve hates.
Star Wars cartoons are worth it, too.
There's just too much out there. There's just too much.
You'll appreciate the prequels if you watch the cartoons.
Do you want to do that intro yet, Toner? You want to do the intro now?
So that's it for this week. You can find us in the normal spots on our website, nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. And it's nyrdcast. You can find us on Facebook. Fucking Google it, as Tony says. We are part of the IJOV, the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network. Go check that website for other great podcasts. And this is Mansions with their song Rich White Girls.
Oh, rich white girls. All I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls. Yeah. All they do is bitch and they whine. So tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you, baby? What could I give to a rich white girl? They only love me when I pay them no mind. Ooh. Your purses, your girlfriends, your love of hurting me. My new car, my new house, my insecurities. You kiss me as if it's a favor done for me. Ooh. And dating a man like me is just a change in scenery. Cause you never learn what it's like to treat someone decently. You're just a rich white girl.
And all I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls. All they do is bitch and they whine. So tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you, baby? What could I give to a rich white girl? They only love me when I pay them no mind.
When I pay them no mind. I thought that the last tour would help me fill the hole. Then in came the income, outcome, I'm still alone. So now I'm just trying to distract myself with you. Ooh.
And you were born inside a castle next to the sea. So how you gonna wake up in a hotel room next to me? Rich white girls. All I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls. Yeah. All they do is bitch and they whine. So tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you, baby? What could I give? Tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you, baby? What could I give to a rich white girl? And all I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls. All they do is bitch and they whine. So tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you, baby? What could I give?
What could I give?
Tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you, baby? What could I give to a rich white girl? They only love me when I pay them no mind.
You just some rich white boys. And all these girls is wasting their time. Bear got like 30 in line.
Yeah.
Mike got a couple in line. You know what I mean?
What about you, Snooze?
Shit, I'm just trying to sell these VIPs and hit the strip club, man. You know me.